Our Lady's words, taken verbatim from the Mystical City of God, Incarnation, Book 1, Chapter 4. Our Lady asks us to weep with her for sinners.
The Incarnation, Book 1, Chapter 4. My dearest daughter, I wish that thou busy thyself much in meditating and pondering upon that which thou hast understood of my doings and sufferings at the time, when the Most High gave me such a deep insight into his goodness, which draws him with an infinite force to enrich men, and when he showed me the want of the correspondence and the dark ingratitude of the mortals. When I turn from the consideration of his most liberal condescension of the Most High, to the perception and understanding of the foolish hard-heartedness of the sinners, my soul was pierced with an arrow of mortal anguish, which remained for life. And I wish to tell thee of another mystery. Many times the Most High, in order to heal the affliction and consternation of my heart in this sorrow, sought to console me by saying, Accept thou, my spouse, the gifts, which the blind and ignorant world in its unworthiness despises, and is incapable of receiving and understanding. With these words the Most High was accustomed to set free the currents of his divine bounty, which rejoiced when my soul, more than human powers can comprehend or tongue explain. I desire, therefore, that thou, my friend, be now my companion in the sorrow which I suffered, and which is so little noticed by the living. In order to imitate me therein, and in the effects of this most just grief, thou must deny thyself, forget thyself entirely, and crown thy heart with the thorns of sorrow at the behavior of mortals. Weep thou in seeing them laugh at their eternal damnation, for such weeping is the most legitimate occupation of the true spouses of my most holy Son. Let them seek their delight only in the tears, which they pour out on account of their sins and those of the ignorant world. Thus prepare thy heart in order that the Lord may make thee a participant of his treasures, not in order to become rich, but in order that his majesty may fulfill his most generous love toward thee, and in order that souls may find justification. Imitate me in all that I teach thee, since thou knowest that this is my desire in favoring thee.